This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Draft is 2 days away, and before we start looking at who the Ravens can add, let's look back at someone they kept. And when we entered the offseason, we didn't think Ronnie Stanley was going to be back, but he is back, and Eric DaCosta talked about the importance of keeping Ronnie Stanley.
Well, left tackles don't grow on trees, you know, first of all. Ronnie had a great season. I think he had one of his best years last year. He's really, I think, grown into being one of the leaders of our team. And just looking out at the draft in free agency, we just didn't really see a lot of guys that we felt were better than him. And my experience with the draft, when you pick it in the 20s, in the late 20s, it's very hard to get left tackles. Those guys fly off the board. And so you think you have a chance, and then what you realize is you're picking 25, 26, 27, there's 5 tackles, and all 5 tackles get picked before pick 20. And so for us, making that investment in Ronnie, knowing him as a person, you know, his ability as a left tackle to protect the quarterback and be a run blocker and be a leader up on the offensive line, I think, was important.
So Ronnie Stanley returns, had a great year last year. He can anchor left tackle as long as, and hopefully he stays healthy again. Roger Rosengarten may be the eventual future left tackle, but for the time being, he's a right tackle. I randomly looked at 5 mock drafts. 3 of them had the Ravens taking offensive linemen. Two had him taking Josh Connerly Jr. Mm-hmm. out of Oregon, and the other had him taking Tyler Booker, the guard out of Alabama. So, Jason, when you look at this draft class of linemen, and your thoughts on these guys, assuming they stay at 27, and what are you hearing about these guys?
Yeah, I think those two will probably be available. I know a lot of mock drafts early on had the North Dakota State guard, Gray Zabel. Some people had him going in the teens. I'm not sure that's going to happen. I'm kind of thinking it's not going to, and that he would be available. Connerly's interesting to me because of where he went to school.
Oregon.
Right. Didn't they just take a kid?
Yeah.
Didn't they take a tackle from Oregon last year?
Oregon last year. No,
or
no,
Rosengarten.
Rosengarten, Washington,
or Washington. Okay,
Pac-10,
Pac-12.
Pacific Northwest. You were in the right region.
Yeah, this kid could play guard. This kid could play tackle. He's not a surefire, absolute first rounder. But if there is a run on defensive linemen and edge, and if the 4 corners people think are going to go are gone. And the 2 safeties. And when you're picking 27th, all that's possible. Yeah, I mean, I think he would be safe-ish. The one that's kind of got me thinking, and if I had to do a mock draft right now, I'd give him to Andy Reid at 31, is Josh Simmons. This kid,
Ohio State, yeah.
Projected to be a real, but you know, a top half of the top round pick before he got hurt. Was great at San Diego State, transferred to Ohio State, started to add more polish to his game. I mean, he's got the size. like there's everything about him that projects to long time quality starter at left tackle. Now he's coming off a serious injury he suffered in October, and it might be a bit of a redshirt year. We've had this discussion before. We hate when they do it, but don't tell me they don't do it. Don't tell me that. Like,
do they do it in the first round though?
Yeah, Jabo in the second and Voorhees
but
in
they,
the seventh.
Look at the way that Stanley thing structured. Yep, and we know that Stanley could be here. I mean, as much as we say it's really a 2-year deal, who's to say the wheels don't fall off Ronnie Stanley this year?
They very well could. We were shocked last year when it went.
And you're gonna tell me that with them liking their roster as much as they have, if they think they can get it, they're getting a future top 10 left tackle and a kid who lets them keep Rosengarten on the right side. And now we've got bookends and none of them are making any real money for a couple more years.
I just go back to Eric DaCosta. I don't want to say bragging, but bringing up the fact at the draft luncheon that we have the lowest cap allocated to our offensive line and kind of using that as a badge of honor because all of those guys are on rookie deals outside of Ronnie Stanley, who his cap hits nothing because of how they structured the deal. So I think them taking an offensive lineman day one, day two, with an eye towards the future, that's why I've been saying for weeks, it wouldn't surprise me in the slightest.
Like, I kind of think some team that has an elite roster might just look at Simmons and say, we still love all those. We still love a bunch of D tackles that we think are going to be there Friday and some edge guys we think are going to be there Friday. But if we got what we can convince ourselves is, if healthy, top 10 value at the fifth to last pick of the first round, and we don't necessarily need them this year, certainly not for the first half of this year, and maybe by the middle of the year, he's Patrick McCary. Like, yeah. I don't know that you're going to play him at center, but I'm just saying, like, yeah, he's our swing tackle. Yeah. By McCary, I mean, he's the swing. He's the real-time swing tackle.
Yeah. But if I wanted to push back and say, in a year where you're running it back with the majority of your roster, the coaching staff, do you want to use your top pick on a red shirt-ish type player?
They still got, in this scenario, they've still got 10 more lottery tickets, plus maybe another one that they get for Andrews.
Is it fair? So we figure Will Campbell's going early. The Membo kid from Missouri's going early, and Kelvin Banks is going relatively early.
Yes.
Every other tackle, it's possible they're going to be available at 27.
Yeah, like the Minnesota, like I don't hear the people I talk to gushing about the Ursary kid. Yeah. Like I don't know that he's going in the first round. I took the under on total number of offensive linemen taken in the first round. You know, there'll be a couple of interior that go, but it might be, you know, five might be the magic number here. And I mean, like, if Andy Reid or Howie Roseman did this a couple picks later, I wouldn't be surprised in the least. So should I be shocked if DaCosta did it a few picks before them? If the two safeties are gone and the top four D tackles, maybe five are gone, and four edge.
Yeah.
You know, could they take a receiver in that scenario? I mean, they could.
We discussed yesterday whether the possibility of one of the kid from Ohio State.
You could take a receiver. I mean, yes. And again, I think they're going to be looking, you know, to explore trade downs either way. But Josh Simmons is really interesting to me.
Draft is 2 days away. It's unbelievable. It's gotten here so fast. Hey, coming up next, Ravens, they had a media availability yesterday. And Tyler Linderbaum, their center, was one of three Ravens, Kyle Hamilton and Roquan Smith, the others who spoke. What did Tyler Linderbaum have to say about subjects including a contract extension? We'll hear from him next here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.